This is Dakota Datebook for June 12th. Today, people take antibiotics like penicillin and amoxicillin for granted. But it was just back in 1945, during World War II, that the wonder drug called penicillin first came to North Dakota. Penicillin's discovery came from Alexander Fleming, born in Scotland in 1881, who studied medicine and served in World War I as a doctor. Later, in 1928, while experimenting with Staphylococcus germs, he observed that mold had accidentally grown upon the germ culture and the mold killed the bacteria that it touched. Fleming named the active element in the mold penicillin. In 1929, he published his findings. Fleming's experimental work was continued by bacterial experts at Oxford University during the 1930s. In World War II, British and American military medical teams initiated major advances by producing massive quantities of penicillin to treat battlefield wounds and tropical diseases. It was on this date, in 1944, that Alexander Fleming informed the public that penicillin was being produced in sufficient doses to help wounded soldiers on the battlefields and would do far more as the supply increased. The wonder drug was first used by U.S. medics in 1943 at the Battle for Tunisia in North Africa. Government-supported laboratories eventually produced penicillin on a vast scale. How did this affect North Dakota? Well, penicillin not only saved the lives of thousands of North Dakota soldiers in World War II, it also came home to the state in 1944 when the War Production Board allowed restricted access to the wonder drug for civilian use. It came to Bismarck in June 1944, with hospitals receiving enough penicillin to treat between 100 and 300 patients. In 1945, the supply improved, and Minot's doctors also gained access to this new discovery. And so penicillin, the miracle medicine found in mold, had arrived in North Dakota's hospitals, bringing hope to those who suffered from dangerous infections. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.